This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3521 for Monday the 31st of January 2022. Today's show is entitled, Upgrades to Acer Aspire 5 Slim and is part of the series, Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Upgrades to Aspire 5 Slim and Specs.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Archer72, and in this episode, I upgrade my Acer Aspire Slim 8, model number A15-43. It was a replacement for my Acer Aspire 5, which I had for 10 years. So I thought it was time for something lighter, and let's say on the Aspire 5, opening it multiple times, the hinges started to break on it, so I decided I'll try and limit the amount of times I open it to clean it, which I still have to do occasionally because I have it sitting on a stand under the couch so I can still access it by SSH. The specs on this modest laptop are that it has an AMD Ryzen 3 CPU 3200. A GPU is the AMD Radeon RX Vega 3. Display is a full HD 1920x1080. The built-in storage drive is 128GB NVMe SSD. The RAM that comes standard is 4GB of DDR4. You can upgrade that to 32GB. And it weighs 1.9 kilograms or 4.2 pounds. And the ports, there's two USB 2.0s and one USB 3.2 Gen 1 and an HDMI port. So why did I want to upgrade anything on this? Well, at the point that I needed to, the system would randomly kick me out back to the login screen. I poked through the system log files and found out that it was kicking me out because it was too little RAM for all that Firefox was using. A couple of searches later, I found out that it was only 10 screws to undo the back of this plate, and I didn't realize that there was an extra bay for either an SSD or a spinning drive. So at first, I just put an extra 16 gig stick and to add to the existing floor. And I found out from talking to a few people that I actually should be matching. So I returned those and got two 8 gigabyte sticks of RAM. In the process of upgrading the RAM, I made the mistake of, I didn't realize where the power plug was, so I almost wasn't able to boot. And I pulled the power, and I'll point out where that is in the show notes. And I got a tip to press the power button for about 10 seconds to see what I could do to drain the power from the rest of the board. It apparently worked because I'm recording from the laptop that I did the upgrade to. And since I found out that I could add the extra drive, I had to get the screws first from eBay because I couldn't locate them. But I'll put a link to how that is done from YouTube, and also pictures of my own laptop as I had been doing the process. I only use a spinning drive because that's what I had to spare. It was 500 gigabytes, and I plan on putting virtual machines on that. I know that if they were to run better, I would be better off with an SSD, but that may come later. And also, when I was doing all the upgrades, I found a better way to, or better places to pry up, more towards the back, where there's, in the back there's less surface area, and I'll point that out in my notes also. Also, one last thing, I had to clean out the fan at this point too, because it gets a buildup of dust, and that's also what the reason I had to pull apart the older laptop so often. In order to keep everything running cool. That's all I have for now. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.